Reading. To ask, "What is my first language?" might seem an unusual question to ask a Japanese person, since the vast majority of the population are Japanese and speak Japanese as a first language. However, Japan is unusual in this regard. Today, most countries are more culturally and linguistically diverse. For example, in London, more than 300 languages are spoken, while Indonesia is home to more than 700 languages. This means that many people speak more than one language. The language they are best at may also change over time. Here is a Bruneian lady, Janice, talking about how her language use has changed over time. My first language when I was at home in the family was actually Chinese. I speak a few languages. I speak to my father in one Chinese dialect, and I speak to my mother in a different dialect. This means I spoke two Chinese dialects when I was growing up, and at the same time, our neighbors spoke Malay, so I also learned Malay. Then, when I went to school, the teacher spoke in English, so I had to learn English. In fact, today, I would say that my best language is English. Since my father died, I haven't really needed to use the Chinese dialect I spoke with him, so I have forgotten much of it. But because Mandarin has become such an important Chinese language, I now also speak that. I also speak Malay, Mandarin, and Hokkien, the Chinese dialect I use with my mother. So although Chinese dialects were the first languages Janice learned, her best language is now English. We can also see that she has forgotten one of the first languages she learned, the Chinese dialect she spoke with her father. How do you think Janice would answer the question, "What is my first language?" The global increase in immigration also provides examples of linguistic and cultural diversity. For example, Karen was born in Sicily, Italy. When she was growing up, she spoke the Sicilian dialect as her first language and standard Italian as her second language. She also learned some English at school. When she was 11, her family moved from Italy to Australia, which is where Karen still lives. She is now 50 years old. In response to the question, "What is my first language?" she replies, "As a child, Sicilian was my first language and standard Italian my second. I also spoke a little English. Now that I have been living in Australia for more than 40 years, this has changed. My first language, my best language, is now English, and standard Italian is my second language. I still speak some Sicilian dialect, but not very well these days." As Janice's and Karen's experiences demonstrate, it can sometimes be difficult to answer the question, "What is my first language?" As so many countries are linguistically and culturally diverse, and people's language use can change over time. Do you know anyone who also might find, "What is my first language?" a difficult question to answer?